Lawmakers are busy in Annapolis working on a $1 billion-plus relief package to ease the economic pain of the coronavirus pandemic. But is it enough? Maryland Comptroller Peter Fancho, who is running to succeed Governor Larry Hogan, says no. We caught up with the comptroller to talk about his critique and how he saw relief efforts in Washington, D.C. What do you think overall in terms of the kind of package that's now been going through Annapolis? We have obviously the governor's proposal, but we see that the Senate's adding on some dollars. What's your overall sense of what's going on there?
Well, what's missing is immediate cash relief for the hundreds of thousands of Maryland families that are currently without anybody coming in, no jobs, they've been laid off. This is the lower one-third, lower wage earners of the Maryland economy. There are 463,000 families with children who make less than $50,000 a year for joint filers. And I'm suggesting that what we should have given these people over the last couple of months, including right now, is real cash relief in the form of $2,000 payments. We can do that very quickly from the comptroller's office. And we should also add in $250 million in direct cash payments to 25,000 small businesses. That is not what the governor's plan includes. He has a kind of slimmed down, I wouldn't even call it a relief plan, because there's no immediate relief, really. There are a couple of $100 checks that I'm ordered to mail out to people, but it's a limited group of people that I find the whole concept to be a very hollow, cynical kind of, I call it a paper tiger of a relief bill. The problem is, that's at the core of what we're talking about right now. The Senate didn't add anything or improve at all the relief part of the governor's plan. They just apparently have a deal where they can add an unlimited number of earmark payments to different sectors. That's a different kind of relief. That's a relief that happens weeks or months from now as people apply for the money, et cetera, et cetera. Doesn't deal with the immediate crisis.
Are you encouraged by what's going on in Capitol Hill, the $1.9 billion relief package? It looks as if it's starting to move through Congress. Obviously, there's going to be money in there, $1,400 payments and so on. Is that going to be able to take up the slack?
No, of course. But that also is going to take some time to sort out, because it's a process, it's a legislative process. But what's going on Capitol Hill with the Republicans coming down to the White House and presenting a relief plan that is one-third of what President Biden is proposing, that's exactly what we have in Annapolis right now. We have the governor, but it's not even one-third. It's like one-tenth of what should be provided immediately. He's proposing. And calling it and trying to associate it with a big, bold relief plan. That's what he's calling it. It isn't. It's a hollow, cynical effort to basically do what the Republicans in Congress are doing. What's amazing to me is, unlike the Democrats in Washington, who seem to have now a backbone, the Democrats in Annapolis seem to have rolled over.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Fancho on the pandemic relief package coming out of Annapolis. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.